Hey, everybody, it's Schnebly and Toth, and we've got a podcast we think that you will love from Johnny Knoxville. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Pretty Sure I Can Fly explores and celebrates the remarkable and slightly unhinged people who have pushed history forward and redefined the limits of human potential. Now, in Knoxville's words, quote, it's a show about the folks who have more balls than a bowling alley.
You know him for putting his body on the line in Jackass, but it takes a ton of courage and bravery to perform the stunts Johnny Knoxville has done.
Now, Johnny Knoxville and his co-host, Elna Baker, are bringing you the wildest stories from the bravest folks they know. And that's what this podcast is all about, teaching you how to be brave and, more important, taking that leap of faith in a humorous way.
I'm pretty sure I can fly. Johnny and Elna bring you personal stories from unsung heroes that are part comedy, part adrenaline, and all heart.
They interview unsung heroes who've surfed 100-foot waves, rode 600-mile-per-hour rocket sleds, explored the North and South Poles, and wrestled crocodiles just for fun. These are the inspirational hold-my-beer stories that'll make you want to grab the bull by the horns, literally and figuratively. Look, you got to give this podcast a listen. I'm about to play a clip from Pretty Sure I Can Fly featuring Travis Pastrana, the first person ever to do, get this, a double backflip on a motorcycle. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, Travis Pastrana.
Everybody in this house is now standing up and cheering on. The 199. Go, Travis!
Can you tell me the story of the double backflip? Because that to me was also, I mean, I got chills in that moment in the movie, but I would love to hear you tell me the story.
There's very few times in your life where something that means so much to you means so much to a group around you. Mm. And even more rare that it means that much to the world. I still have people tell me almost once a week, I get someone that still remembers where they were at that moment. Mm-hmm. My grandma and all her friends watch it. It's live on TV. My mom was crying because she had known that, you know, I'm about 75% into the foam pit, but if it comes around short, there's a really good chance of a broken neck or paralyzed or, you know, it was a really cool
moment.
And
even up until you did it, it seemed like, was it really like, I don't know if I'm going to go through with it or not?
And the reason, like, we were just explaining, like, you always say, I'm in or I'm out. The reason this was such a tough decision for me, and I think the reason that it got built up more, was because I was on the fence on this. I have an opportunity to go out there and try a trick that I've been working for 3-4 years, but I'm sitting third. So I'm like, if I don't do a double backflip, I still get a medal.
Yeah.
I still get paid, which is going to really help everything else that I've been putting into to rally. And is my goal to be a freestyle motocross rider, or is my goal to continue on in action sports and to have a career that's going to expand, you know, hopefully longer? And it worked out in rally. And I said, you know what? I'm both. I said, I'm going to land this trick. And went out there and decided, like, literally last second, played rock, paper, scissors with my redneck friend, Hubert.
Wait, the deciding factor was
rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, my God. It came down to that?
Right before I went up there, Hubert, we went rock, paper, scissors. I gave thumbs up to basically Sal and the guys. And they're like, all right. They raised the ramp. And then,
and no one has ever done this before.
At that time, I had done it to a sand pile in a controlled environment. That was a big step up. So if you came up short, or didn't make it, it sucked, but it was, you know, it was okay.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a hard surface that day, right?
It was just blue groove. It was pretty much worst case scenario for me. We took the ramp that was already existing and then raised it on 2x4s. And like, it looked like something we'd built in our backyard for like, you know, when we were 5 years old. And it's like, you know, my dad's out there like strapping the ramp down and trying to get it so it doesn't move, because if the ramp falls over, then I'm definitely going to.
So will you? And so you're up there, and you're about to go.
Yeah, it was one of the coolest experiences ever. Got up there, and the guy that drops me in, he gave me a thumbs up. He said, "It's on you. Take your time." And I looked around, and every single person was on their feet.
Yeah,
entire sold out Staples Center. All of my heroes. You had Kevin Robinson. You had Chad Keggy. They were holding hands. I had Brian Deegan. All the militia was all down there looking. You know, it was one of the coolest experiences. And I remember inside my helmet smiling. And when I dropped in, everything kind of went to slow motion. Usually you get a slow motion if anyone's crashed a car or been in a really bad, like where you think everything's going bad.
Yeah.
I've never had slow motion where I took off and I can remember the smells. I can remember the sounds. I can remember everything was so vivid. And, you know, I came around on the first pull and I checked the landing. And I remember thinking, you know, as Trevor Jacobs said later, he's like, oh, you can't check. And I'm like, oh no, now I'm short. And I whip my head back and I see the lights. So when you practice this trick, you know, in the foam pit, you have, you know, you got the sky above you and then the ground. But on this day, you've got blinding lights where you can't see anything straight ahead of you. And then below you is kind of dark. And I just remember kind of just smiling again. I'm like, well, I'm all in. I can't get out of this now. And I came around and like literally couldn't have hit better. And I was just like, what the heck just happened? I dropped down and dropped the bike and I run up. And the first person there was just some drunk guy out of the stands that just overpowered the security and gave me a big hug up top. I'm like, I don't even know you, but yes, let's go.
Pastrana.
So that was pretty cool.
I was at home watching it live and it was like, I had tears going down my cheeks like the end of Old Yeller because it was such an amazing moment and so memorable. I was blown away. You think that's the biggest moment of your career or?
Moment that the world felt what I felt.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.